This is Masha from Russia. This is Henry, her fiancé from Germany. They love each other and want to get married. Masha prepared all required documents. But Brunhilde, an official at the registry office in Munich, does not accept them. These documents are not legalized for use abroad. In order to use a Russian document in Germany, it should be duly legalized. Legalization of foreign documents used to be a very complicated procedure. First, you had to submit the document to the notary, then to the Ministry of Justice, then to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. After that, it had to be stamped at the consulate. And only then the document was finally certified for use abroad. This procedure is called consular legalization. In 1961, the states adopted the Apostille Convention. The convention introduced the Apostille, a special stamp that was enough to certify a foreign document for use abroad. Apostille is always stamped in the country where document was issued, and not at consulates or embassies. To be eligible for an Apostille, a document should meet certain requirements. 1. The country of origin and the country of destination are both member states of the Apostille Convention. 2. Apostille stamps can only be affixed to public documents. 3. Seals and signatures on the document are readable. After getting an Apostille stamp, the document must be translated into the language of the country of destination and certified by a notary. With the help of Schmidt & Schmidt, Masha received an Apostille for her documents in no time. Schmidt & Schmidt experts provide quality service and assist with legalization of documents in more than 100 countries worldwide. Now Masha and Henry can finally get married. Brunhilde is happy too, because the documents are legalized for use in Germany. Masha and Henry are expecting a baby. Someday their baby may need an Apostille too. Schmidt & Schmidt helps with legalization of documents in more than 100 countries worldwide.